You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
63 billion rand is the number we are looking at. It is the value of project disruptions since 2019, according to the Deputy Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, that has been lost as a result of the construction mafia. We're going to dig into this in a little bit more detail with the minister who is tackling this problem head on. That is the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Dean McPherson. He joins me on the line now to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Minister. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the 63 billion rand. That's obviously not a small figure. And with your experience in the KZN province and the KZN province being named as one of the key provinces where the construction mafia operates, your thoughts?
So just to say, Jimmy, that this is around, obviously projects that have failed to complete. That's the total value of them. It's not money that is essentially been lost, but it's the value of the projects. Obviously, some money has been spent on them. And, you know, it's obviously a crisis. And that's why we convened the National Construction Summit on stoppages today to hammer out an agreement between the Department of Public Works, Infrastructure, the National Treasury and SAPS on how we can develop a common themes to tackle the matter and deal with it once and for all. So we build investment confidence, we're able to build our projects out, and we are able to make a dent in the infrastructure backlog.
Minister, take us through that summit that took place today, some of the outcomes that came out of that, some of the key deliverables that have been noted for tackling this serious problem.
So we signed at the end of the conference what we have termed as the Durban Declaration on the construction stoppages, which looks at five key areas, specifically around law and order, facilitation, emerging enterprise support, and others, so that we are able to now systematically work through these issues and deliver then work streams that will actually expand on them, whether it revolves around legislation, whether it revolves around procurement. Social facilitation was a big issue today that we think is not being done correctly. We need a uniformed approach to that so that we don't have sort of different provinces or different municipalities doing their own thing. And it was really, I think, quite historic that you could get three departments like that to agree now on a common approach to this issue, which is, you know, sort of been a shotgun approach up to this point. We've drawn a solid line in the sand politically and legislatively, and said, you know, the full might of the state is now going to come down on this issue and decisively deal with it. And that hasn't happened up to this point. So I'm really grateful to the MECs from across the country that came, the Minister of Police, the Premier of KwaZulu-Natal, deputy ministers and officials, for the hard work that took place. And we had some difficult but frank and necessary discussions that have brought us to this point. So I think that we are now headed in a new direction, which I'm really excited about.
Minister, we'll get into the legislative side of it in a second. I want to look at the political will or the collective effort to deal with this problem. What kinds of measures are you discussing and looking to put in place? I mean, this is clearly something that requires some very serious consequences to be put in place if we are to see anything meaningful take place. And it's not just a case of saying we spoke about it, but to actually have real consequence in place.
So we're looking at important things like making sure that construction businesses are registered with the Construction Industry Development Board, so that when tenders are evaluated and awarded by the state, that we know that they are competent companies that can deliver on the tender requirements. We're also looking at law enforcement technology advances, particularly around data analytics, so that we can seek to predict and get an advance notice on where disruptions may be. And we're also looking at this common model of facilitation. We heard from some really good examples in KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape around how they were able to quickly get projects back on track after they stalled, and starting facilitation a lot earlier than just sort of after the tender has been awarded. So I think that there's a mistake that we've been making, is that we wait too late and then the projects immediately become delayed because the facilitation process has begun too late. And we've also said very clearly that, you know, we need to reimagine and revise how the 30% local procurement rule is applied, because that is the gateway to what is going on. And it actually shuts out black emerging businesses. They were, you know, the biggest losers in this whole issue. So, you know, those are the kind of tough discussions that we had. We were all on the same page on how we need to move forward. That's why we signed the declaration. And now it's time to put that into action.
Minister, I appreciate all these efforts and the roadmap that's been paved, but let's be quite frank, between you and I, and everybody knows this, the construction mafia doesn't play by the rules. They don't play fairly. So when you are coming into the situation from a standpoint of a rational approach towards a problem that has long since lost its rationality, are you not putting yourself at a bit of a disadvantage here?
No, I mean, look, we were also honest with ourselves, Jimmy, to say, you know, I appreciate that there are officials in my department that collude with these people. So, you know, the mafia has almost attempted to legitimize themselves by actually bidding for contracts. It's an extraordinary situation. So, you know, we've got to root out those people internally and externally that are a threat to the state's procurement and infrastructure plans. But the reality is that it is not a fight that we can lose.
Mm.
It's something we must win. We must win whatever the cost, because if we cede any more ground and any more space, it is South Africans that will suffer the most. Ultimately, we've said that, you know, let's look at what came out in the quarterly labor force survey last week, where we saw great numbers out of the construction industry, 175,000 jobs. Clearly, there is confidence being built back into the sector. We now need to build on that. And if we can add more jobs in the third and fourth quarter, that's the kind of growth that we're looking for. So I actually see construction as a growth opportunity in the country. I want to see those shares prices of our listed companies getting back. I mean, they're sort of 50-60% undervalued at the moment. And when we start to see those kind of things, I know that we will have succeeded. But we're going to be unrelenting. And we have the support of the entire government on this issue now. And by working with communities, by working with legitimate businesses, by using legislation, by, you know, being, working closely with Minister Mgcunu, who is a breath of fresh air in the police ministry, I'm absolutely confident that it is a battle that we will win.
Minister, before I let you go, you touched on the fact that we are obviously in a very critical phase, and the president has said this himself, saying that South Africa is pretty much in the infrastructure phase, and he wants South Africa to look like a construction site, which without a doubt puts a lot of pressure on your department being responsible for all the infrastructure development that we are anticipating. There are investors out there that have put in money into projects, and you're dealing with this in the form of the 3 billion rand in backlog that you're trying to work through as a department. How do you then go back to international investors, local investors, the investment community, and say, put your faith in us? Not only that, put your capital in us. We can assure you that we've got the situation under control, and we can assure you that projects will be delivered.
Well, I mean, these are the discussions that I had with investors when I travel, both domestically and internationally. And I must say that they have that faith in us. You know, the government is putting its money where its mouth is now. It's allocated 950 billion rand over the medium term for infrastructure. The National Treasury has radically overhauled the regulations around the BFI, around triple P's. Those will be finalized by the end of November. So, I mean, all the signals are there. We have a solid pipeline. It's now time to match that pipeline with funding and financing. We're working hard at that. We have a solid construction book that we want to complete partnerships with funding institutions. For the first time ever, we have a multilateral bank that is coming out here in early December from Asia. They've never funded a project in South Africa, but they're now coming to do their due diligence in their country due diligence. I mean, that's a sign of faith in what we're doing and how we're packaging our projects. You would have seen the announcement we made on project preparation and the fund that we have put together, the bid window. That is another sign of confidence that we have, and that we want to work with The various arms of the state and entities, so that we work closer to ensure that our projects are bankable, are feasible, and can get off the ground a lot quicker. So these are all the mechanisms that we've put in place. The unfortunate thing with infrastructure is that, people only see it when it's complete. I do think that in the years to come, the decisions that we have taken now will pay off handsomely for us.
Pay off handsomely they must, because the country can ill afford to not get this done and not get this right. The minister who has the unenviable task of dealing with the construction mafia, Minister Dean McPherson, joining me to reflect on that construction mafia and the summit that they've put in place, amongst other measures, to try and tackle this so that we can get things back on track. Thank you very much, Minister McPherson. We'll leave the conversation there. We look forward to seeing the fruits of the hard work that you and the team are putting in, and we look forward to catching up as the progress is being made.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.